Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, with Balanced Nutrition and Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So we're coming to the end of another year.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It went by fast.
Going by. You're not joking. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of talking about trends here. And these are trends. One of this first article is really trends that are out ahead of us, the new trends that are coming in wellness. And a lot of this has to do with the programs, the services that employers offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's been something that's been going on for a while, but I think it's really starting to take notice now.
So this article, this is in Workforce Magazine, says one trend is encouraging employees to map out their individual and work-life balance. And they had some suggestions of what that might include.
Well, I really was excited when I saw that, too, because I think the stress from just work really has an impact when you go home in the evening. So it's like if you can take care of your work thing, you might not kick the dog as you go through the front door kind of thing, you know? And I'm really happy to see that more of the workforces are understanding that.
Well, one thing is suggested a walk or fresh air break being encouraged at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Which I can see that boosting energy. How about a nap? Didn't say anything about a nap.
But there are, and they didn't say it in the article, but the company Google actually has nap centers for their employees.
Really?
Yes.
So they have a designated place.
Right. And a nap. Let's be clear on
right.
a nap now, because a nap within about 10, 15,
yeah.
20 minutes is fine. Anything other than that, you actually reverse the effects of a nap.
So not no two-hour
right.
power naps. Another approach is becoming more holistic and creating well-being programs. I wonder how much employees want employers involving themselves in their personal habits.
Well, some of the companies are recognizing that, and so they don't have a check-in. They offer the services to their employees, but they're not tracking what their employees are doing. So that kind of gives the employee a little bit more comfort too. Also, when you have it on hand, when you have those services available to them, employees are more likely to take up on those opportunities of such benefits rather than having somebody say schedule chair massage during lunchtime. You find, as a massage therapist, I've seen this to be very true, is that if a company had scheduled during lunchtime for people to get massages, they kind of hesitated. But if it was there available to them all day long, everybody wanted it.
Hmm. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, and she is our wellness commentator. So the thing is that companies are finding that It is beneficial to the company.
Yes.
If the wellness, if the health of the employees is improved, then it's good for the company.
Absolutely. More productivity, less time from missed work.
Another thing that apparently is under consideration and a new trend is on-site health care. So 33% of organizations with 5,000 or more employees provided a general medical clinic at or near the work site. So,
yeah, and that's pretty typical for when we're already in the healthcare system. If you are going to school in a healthcare system, that's already set up. A university should have a healthcare system somewhere in place. So the bigger companies usually already tend to do that.
Okay, there's another article about trends of the past year. And some of these may be good, and others somewhat more doubtful. One, I had not heard of this trend of drinking celery juice.
Yeah, that one is kind of new for me, too. Now, I do recommend celery juice for people who have high blood pressure, because celery juice lowers the blood pressure. But in this particular article that we have here today, it's talking about using it as a detox, and it was talking about cleaning it out so fast. There are some dangers of doing detoxes very, very quickly.
And we want to talk on another subject on another program, maybe about detox, and we'll come into that. So celery juice, I'm not even sure where you would get celery juice.
Well, you can juice celery, yeah. But it actually is sold in the health food stores.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the ketogenic diet, I have heard a lot about that, and that has been very popular and for some people seemingly successful, but there are some problems with that.
There are, because we have to be careful that not all diets are going to be good for every person. So ketogenics actually puts you into ketosis. So if you have kidney issues, you could actually increase your risk for kidney disease.
And in one sentence, ketosis is what?
Well, that's where the protein in the kidneys is too much for the kidneys to actually handle.
I see. Mm-hmm. Another trend is clean eating. And I have to tell you that there's a particular restaurant chain that has that as a prominent part of their advertising campaign. And that just I kind of find slightly annoying.
Well, I can understand, too, because clean eating, when you think about it on a holistic term, it's supposed to be reduced sugars and additives. Whereas with this particular chain you're talking about, they have all kinds of pastries. And sweets and stuff. So it really can't be all that clean.
Right. Well, the implication is if you're not clean eating, then you must be dirty eating. But
the point
of this, and nobody's knocking healthy eating, we're all for that, but people can become obsessed over that, and maybe have negative impacts, the law of unintended consequences.
Right, exactly.
Come into play.
Yeah.
So if someone becomes overly concerned.
When you're talking about what you're talking about right now, that's still a mindset, that clean eating and going overboard. It's still a mindset. We got to think about where are we coming from when we move or gravitate towards these trends.
The first article from Workforce said we do, and you alluded to this, we do need to have more of a less of a health problem mindset, less thinking in terms of health, good health, or healthcare as a problem. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.